Well, today is crunch time in the race for the White House. Super Tuesday is a coast-to-coast battle for delegates across a dozen states for both Republican and Democratic presidential hopefuls. Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton are the front-runners for the Republican and Democrats, respectively. And let's cross now to our Washington correspondent, Simon Marks. Hi, Simon. So,
hello, Susie.
Which candidates are looking likely perhaps to drop out at the end of today?
Well, that's a very open question. Hillary Clinton was just asked within the last few minutes whether she thought it would be right for Senator Bernie Sanders, her challenger, to drop out after Super Tuesday. And she said that's a decision that every candidate has to make for themselves. But certainly the polling data suggests that Hillary Clinton is going to triumph on the Democratic Party side of the aisle here in the next few hours. Senator Bernie Sanders, a socialist from Vermont, we think that he will win his home state of Vermont, but the polling data from the other states where these Super Tuesday primary and caucuses are taking place is substantially less optimistic for him. And of course, he suffered a drubbing at Hillary Clinton's hands last Saturday in South Carolina, which really presaged, I think, a big change in her fortunes and therefore in his. So I think there will be questions for him to answer, but questions too potentially for some of the Republican candidates still in the race. There are five of them. Donald Trump, of course, out in front, followed closely by Ted Cruz and Marco Rubio. The three of them likely to stay in the race, but I think there will be questions about the governor of Ohio, John Kasich, and Dr. Ben Carson. They are both still in the running. The Republican elites are desperate to see the field narrowed because they are very concerned that Donald Trump is on course for victory and has the potential, they believe, to split the Republican Party asunder. But so far, that winnowing out, that coalescing of people around one alternative to him has not taken place.
And so as regards that Republican race, Ted Cruz and Marco Rubio presumably need a reasonably strong showing if they are to continue on. What sort of numbers would be required, Simon?
Well, you know, there are a couple of different hurdles for them. I mean, for Ted Cruz, one hurdle is, will he win in his home state of Texas? The polls suggest that he will. How large a victory he might enjoy over Donald Trump will, I think, be a mitigating factor as analysts decide whether he's got legs that can continue running in this race for very much longer. Marco Rubio is waiting, of course, for the primary to take place in his home state, Florida, in a couple of weeks' time. But you know, at a certain point, if Marco Rubio is indeed going to be the alternative, less extreme voice that he says he can be to Donald Trump's, he's going to have to start winning some races. And there's no indication, certainly in any of the polling data that we've seen going into Super Tuesday, that that's going to occur in the next few hours. With one caveat, Susie, remember, this is the point at which the race goes national. And Donald Trump has never been tested in any kind of national election. He's never been on the ballot in so many places at one time. We don't know if he's got the national organization genuinely to deliver the kind of results that he notched up in the early states where primaries and caucuses took place. But he continues to exude confidence and continues to do so in a way that truly terrifies the elites of the Republican Party.
Thank you very much. Simon Marks, our Washington correspondent.